I'm here with organized. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure coming to see you. You know, first, we must commend the 32 teams that made it to the final of the World Cup, because this particular World Cup qualifiers was quite intense and highly competitive. So the 32 teams must be commended. But what stands you apart now is the intensity and your level of preparation, the quality of preparation, the mental and patriotic strength of your players and your officials, and indeed prayers from your country, you know.
You must be so proud sitting there. As you say, all that effort from all those countries, you're the last 32 standing, and then you watch as your country is drawn against Iceland, Croatia, and Lionel Messi's Argentina. Now, you're no strangers to them, are you?
No, we are not, but we are taking it a step at a time. You know, we're not going to start saying that, oh, we're going to beat. If you look at our group, is a very decent group. It's 50-50 for any of the teams, you know. You don't underestimate any team. If you look at all the teams, they have their very rich pedigree in world and global football. Argentina, of course, are one of the best players in the world. Croatia have some of the best quality players, you know, and though they struggle to qualify, you know. And
your odds of 150-1 seem quite long to me.
Say again?
150-1 at the bookmakers.
No, I mean,
if you're allowed to bet, you probably listen,
when we're going to play against Argentina a couple of weeks ago, it was 6-1, you know. But you see, the truth is, in Nigeria, we always believe. Once we believe, we conquer, you know.
We've played them a lot,
but you see, when we're going to play them 3 weeks ago, nobody gave us a chance, you know. But a day to the game, the coach came to me and said, listen, I'm sure we'll make a difference because we're going to apply different tactics altogether. I said, okay, if you know it will work, then let's go, you know. And I believe our players, now captained by Mikel, who has demonstrated exemplary leadership, and the coach, and of course indeed the support from all Nigerians, we believe, we want to use the word, we believe we can do very, very well in the World Cup.
You've got the youngest squad there. Like all African teams, none have been beyond the quarterfinals before. Could this be the time we see an African side in the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, that brings me to CAF, because the CAF is superintending an initiative whereby every African country is given some kind of support, not just financial.
CAF is the African Confederation.
They are trying to give every $500,000 each. They are going to buy an equipment and supervise it, getting the technical department of CAF involved. So CAF wants to see an African team in the semifinals, or if not the finals, or even winning the World Cup.
Egypt
and I believe we can. You know, if you look at Liverpool, for example, they cannot do without Salah, nor Mane. Chelsea struggled a bit without Victor Moses. So the truth is, Africa has come of age, and now there are no menials in football. You cannot say Iceland. No, Iceland topped the group. Iceland played in the semi-finals, quarter-finals of European Cup. A country with only 300,000 people. Their players are largely unknown, but it's a patriotic zeal that we are talking about, and that's what we have in Nigeria. Our players are quite patriotic. They love the green, white, green, and want to make the country very proud. And the beauty about Nigeria is that we not just have a team for today, we have a team for tomorrow, we have a team for the next Nations Cup, we have a team for the next World Cup. Our team is peopled by youthfulness. Latent energy they want to burn at.
We've run out of time, have you? You've got to hold on to that excitement for another 6 months until we get to the World Cup.
I will, but I'm just excited. Thank you for having me on.
I don't blame you. A pleasure. Amaju Pillay.
Thank you.
Now, India's latest cricket series against Sri Lanka is becoming contentious.